Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The right fielder, Mike Davis. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Almon. Batting fourth. The DH, Jeff Burrows. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Kelvin Moore. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Davey Lopez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Kearney. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tony Phillips. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Bill Krueger. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Darryl Brown. Batting second. The second baseman, John Castano. Batting third. The left fielder, Gary Ward. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting sixth. The DH, Mickey Hatcher. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Washington. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Frank Viola. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson strikes out. One out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Darryl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Moore scoops it up and throws to first, with Krueger covering, for the out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano strikes out. Two outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ward moves to second. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Krueger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ward moves to third. Harbeck moves to second. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ward scores. Harbeck moves to third. Gaetti moves to second. It's 1-0, Twins. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harbeck scores. There goes Gaetti trying to get to home. Davis throws the ball into Kearney, who tags Gaetti, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Hatcher moves to second. It's 2-0, Twins. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck fields the ball and throws to Viola covering. Safe. Kelvin Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Davy Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney takes first base on ball four. Lopez moves to second. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lopez. The throw from Laudner and he is safe. Lopez steals third. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lopez scores. Kearney moves to second. It's 2-1, Twins. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-1 in the game. Henderson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington strikes out. One out. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Darryl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Laudner moves to second. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-1 in the game. Castano hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Ward reaches second base with a double. Laudner scores. Brown goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Twins. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Harbeck strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-1 in the game. Davis strikes out. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Almon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ward. Almon reaches second base with a double. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0-1 in the game. Burrows hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Almon moves to third. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Murphy strikes out. Two outs. Kelvin Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-1 in the game. Moore takes first base on ball four. Burrows moves to second. Davy Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-1 in the game. Lopez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Almon scores. Burrows scores. Moore moves to third. It's 4-3, Twins. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Kearney hits a line drive into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 3. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Gaetti hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Gaetti reaches second base with a double. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kruger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gaetti moves to third. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brunansky takes first base on ball 4. Hatcher moves to second. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Laudner hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Davis chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards the plate. Kearney fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Kearney. Gaetti scores. Hatcher scores. Brunansky goes all the way around to score. Laudner moves to third. It's 7-3, Twins. Matt Keogh now pitching. Darryl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Laudner scores. It's 8-3, Twins. Darryl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown takes first base on ball 4. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-2 in the game. Castano hits a fly ball towards right. Davis catches it and throws to first to double up Brown. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Almon hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics 3. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Gaetti hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hatcher hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burrows hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Murphy hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kelvin Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics 3. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brunansky takes first base on ball 4. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington takes first base on ball 4. Brunansky moves to second. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Laudner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brunansky moves to third. Washington moves to second. Darryl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brunansky scores. Washington moves to third. Laudner moves to second. One out. It's 9-3, Twins. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-3 in the game. Castano takes first base on ball 4. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Washington tags and scores. Laudner tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 10-3, Twins. Tim Conroy now pitching. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harbeck hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Harbeck reaches second base with a double. Laudner scores. Castano moves to third. It's 11-3, Twins. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Gaetti hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Davy Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Lopez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Kearney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kearney is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kearney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Athletics 3. The Twins will come to bat. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Conroy fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Brunansky hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Washington hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Washington reaches second base with a double. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got three RBIs. Laudner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Almon juggles the ball. That's an error on Almon. Washington scores. Laudner moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 12-3, Twins. Darryl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Laudner scores. That run is unearned. It's 13-3, Twins. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Castano hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Castano reaches second base with a double. Brown goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 14-3, Twins. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Ward hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 16-3, Twins. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Harbeck takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Gross now pitching. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Gaetti hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harbeck moves to second. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hatcher takes first base on ball 4. Harbeck moves to third. Gaetti moves to second. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Brunansky hits a pop-up towards short. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 16, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Scott Ulger now playing first base. Dan Meyer pinch hits for Ricky Henderson. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer strikes out. One out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 16, and the Athletics 3. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Meyer now playing third base. Mike Davis now playing center field. Mitchell Page now playing left field. Gary Hancock now playing right field. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Washington hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Moore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Laudner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 16, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burrows hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ward. Burrows reaches second base with a double. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page takes first base on ball 4. Kelvin Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Burrows moves to third. Page moves to second. Gary Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burrows scores. Page scores. Moore moves to second. It's 16-5, Twins. Jack O'Connor now pitching. Daryl Saez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Ulger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 16, and the Athletics 5. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 5 RBIs. Ward hits a line drive into right field. Hancock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Ulger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulger is hit by the pitch. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 4-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hatcher hits a fly ball into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 16, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brown. Davis reaches second base with a double. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Burrows is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Page strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 16, and Oakland Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.